in the day.
The only way you can say is, how is it only three, you know, because some of the chances that we carved out, even that was a disappointing thing at half time. We were only 1-0 up, and then obviously the penalty miss, we thought we'll make it hard again, but some of the football was just excellent. I know they went down to 10 men and it made it a bit easier, but you've still got to do the right things because you've still got the same amount of people to break down. But I thought it was terrific. I thought there were some outstanding performances today, and Laurie Smith was just exceptional in getting in behind and power running, and Sean Byrne and Josh Fulton controlling them, and just didn't have a passenger today.
Even before 10 men, I mean, some of the time and space your players were taking advantage of.
That's because of the tempo that we, you know, we're full time, we play at a certain tempo, and we said that at half time. You could see maybe one or two, especially Big Martin, who's great on the ball, and that they were starting to just feel the pace a wee bit, and we thought if we didn't keep up the tempo in the second half and keep passing it like we do, all you'll do is make it a wee bit easier for him because you'll cash in. And I thought, you know, he looked at the last 20 minutes even with they still same amount of people back home. All they do is, like anybody else does, you know, if they're a man down, they'll be one less up front, but they've still got the same defenders not to break down. Some of the passing and movement, and that was great today. And as I say, if I had to criticise him, which I'm not going to, was just that, you know, they had an opportunity to score 6 or 7 goals the other day, but three's fine, and maybe we'll save the other 4 or 5 for another game.
I thought Byrne and Smith in particular took their goals really well, really composed finishes.
Great finishes. Smith and Byrne, the first half, he looked to have missed a chance, but he's got great feet, turned inside, a good strike. And Dars was clever with his goal, remember, because, you know, that's where he's experienced. When midfield players have got the ball, he knows what areas to drop into, and he showed a great finish as well. But, you know, if you look at some of the chances we had, it just, you know, you wonder how. I think Airdrie can consider himself to got off a bit lightly today at 3-0.
You mentioned last week, Jim, that game wasn't good for your ticker. I take it a lot more relaxed today, right?
I was till I got the second goal, but they made hard work of getting that second goal and even missing the penalty. I thought, well, if we score a penalty, that'll just settle. That looks as if that could be a hard one to come back for, especially while we were playing. And of course, we knew the goalie was off, though. I've got to be honest, it's a difficult one for the referee, who I thought absolutely had a fantastic game today. That's the best refereeing performance. And it's no easy because you've got the air crowd up here.
Jim Duffy's praising referee. Are you all
right? I know. Well, that's this is unusual for me, but I've got to say it's the best performance we've had this year. And you know, Airdrie fans will be. I hear them more on that because I think they had a lot of times they thought they were going to get a free kick, but the referee was upright on all the occasions, and even for the ones that were against us, we said during the game, we said this referee's having a really good game today, and he came. What was a good thing? The players said that. They said that, you know, the good thing about him was you could talk to you, and he was talking to you in a manner that doesn't get anybody's back up or anything like that. He just so hats off to him. He did a really good game. But
have you ever been in a game involving four keepers?
No, I haven't. So it was unfortunate because, as I was going to say with the penalty, it was a hard one for the referee because, you know, the boy's going away for goals and it's a penalty. There's no doubt. And even, you know, Airdrie and that'd be great that maybe the goalie didn't deserve. So I see, I know where they're coming from, but the other side of it is, you know, if Byrne nicks it past him, it's an empty goal. So it's a hard one for the referee because what's to say he couldn't have put it in for that tight angle, but, you know, he was going away. So it's a difficult one. But the referee, as I say, you got the decision right. But
Johnny's got a lot of praise here for their keeper for coming on and saving, but Ryan done well as well, Rick and London, you know?
Oh, Ryan's only a young goalkeeper, looked to learn and still developing. And it's, you know, maybe this is that's what happens. You know, if your goalie goes out, you've got to trust him, and he goes in there, never let us down the day, dealt with him fine. But he had two good, you know, Callum Morrison was outstanding today, yeah. You know, and yeah. Kerr Young and that. So the back four were excellent today. Because remember when we had their big boys on, you know, Hardy, Lister, the two centre halves, they're difficult to deal with. So we dealt with it well today, and that's what pleased me because sometimes in the past we've no dealt with it early and lost a goal. But today you can see the difference when we get the first goal, we just go in and you know, we force the other team to come at us to get a goal, and then that's when we we look at our best because we play some terrific football to watch, and I thought they were terrific to watch
today.
Just
as pleasing today then, Jim?
That's the best.
A clean sheet, which is about
one that's true. People have quit. I say to players before the game, I say, I'm not here to get excuses if things don't go away for Astro. I can't understand how we can't play in Astro because we play on it a lot, train on it, not a lot this year, but last year's because they're training ground heavy. This year we've been on the grass a lot, but we've had a couple of sessions just Thursday and Friday. I say, I can't accept it. That's if we get beat, the Astros. Because our team, if you look at us, neat passing, high tempo, should suit Astro. And today they proved that because they went out there and I say, so I'm not looking for any excuses. We've been, maybe because we gave away silly goals in Astro that we shouldn't have been given. And I thought we slipped up in the first few minutes when Kerr Young hesitated and they got up through and the boy just chose the wrong ball and didn't they fall for us. So that, there was a warning that we needed, and for there on we restricted them to be a little. So it's as good a performance, I thought, today as that you can get. And I told them that. So, you know, they set a wee bit standard today and hopefully we can keep that standard.
Thank you.
Consistent.
What's Ryan Scully's injury?
He got a whack on the knee and it's like a dead leg, and then just literally stiffened up. So it's not a twist or anything like that. So a few days treatment should be all that stuff.
Congratulations, Jim.